Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the aim of fixing our hearts and our minds upon the Lord before we even walk through the doors of our church. And today I just want to spend a few moments looking at John chapter 14 and just two verses from John chapter 14, verse 23 and 24. And it says this, Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." And in this chapter, chapter 14, Jesus is hours from the cross. And I'm sure that as the disciples are around him, they're maybe confused, maybe anxious, probably unsure of what's coming. And right there in the middle of maybe all of that uncertainty, all that fear, Jesus tells him two important things. First, a promise. And second, almost like a conclusion. And first, the promise is this, that we will come to him and make our home with him. Jesus is talking about him and the Father. And God doesn't visit occasionally, he dwells, he moves in. That's the promise that he's saying there. The creator of heaven and earth sets his home in the life of the one who loves and obeys Jesus. That's personal, that's transforming, that's the gospel right there. But there's also the other side, the conclusion that whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And Jesus' words here are clear. And this is good for us to be reminded of, that love for Christ is not measured in feelings. It's not measured in familiarity. It's not measured in showing up to church. Love looks like obedience. It's simple. It's clear. And so as you prepare your hearts to gather with the people of God this morning, would you ask yourself this, is my love for Jesus, is it showing up in my everyday obedience to him? Or here's a very practical one for us this morning. Is my love for Jesus showing up in my worship of him, my adoration of him? Because our love for Jesus should cause us to overflow with adoration and worship to the Lord. Because he's moved in, he's dwelling in you, and that alone should cause great celebration in the hearts and expressions of believers as we gather to worship him. And so let this truth prepare our hearts today, that the God who calls you to obey is the same God who makes his home with you. Praise the Lord, yes? Let me pray for us before we gather this morning. Lord Jesus, thank you for this promise in your word. Thank you that you dwell in us and with us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to obey. And would that obedience flow from our love of you, not of guilt or obligation, but simply out of gratitude. Lord, would you remove anything in our hearts that's maybe keeping us at a distance from you? Lord, would we confess maybe any unconfessed sin that is in our hearts? Would we come before you with a clean and a right and a pure heart this morning? And as we come, as we walk through the doors of our church, Lord, would we tune our hearts and our minds to you? Would you make us a people who love you, who choose to follow you, and those who look like you? We pray all of this in the powerful, holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.